Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good, thank you, Wilhelmina. And yourself?
Yeah, look, I'm really well, thank you. So first of all, can you give us a bit of a rundown on how does chronic pain develop and how does it then affect its sufferers?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm going to start by saying chronic pain is a bad name for it because it implies that it's just pain.
Okay.
And as I think you alluded to in your introduction, it's a lot more than pain. It's depression, it's anxiety, it's changes in the brain, it's failed marriages, it's drug addiction. There's a lot more going on than pain, and I really hate the name, but that's what we're stuck with.
If you could call it something else, what would you call it?
Oh, I'd call it overstressed brain syndrome, I think.
Okay.
So just, but it's, you know, it's just, that's what we call it. So it starts really often with a minor injury, but usually it happens in a person who's already been through quite a lot of stress in their life, and that's why I say overstressed brain syndrome, because it does hit people who've really often had, you know, perhaps abuse in their childhood or didn't have a good connection with their parents, and so they tend to have an overstressed nervous system anyway, and then when they do get sick or have an injury, their immune system and their brain are not functioning, they're not able to cope with it normally, and they get much sicker than they might be expected to, given the nature of the injury, and, you know, develop this pain syndrome that just doesn't respond to normal medical treatment.
Yeah, wow.
Doesn't go away.
Right, okay. And so with the app that you've developed called Overcoming Pain, tell us about it. What does it do?
Sure. So I guess it's based on really the latest brain sort of science and discovery. So we know that in the brain there are two ways you can change pain. One is by sending signals up the spine called the ascending pain pathway, and one is by sending signals down from the brain. And most of the current apps rely on things like pain diaries or perhaps a bit of hypnosis or exercise or meditation. And a recent Harvard review showed that people don't actually do a lot of these things because people are lazy and they don't want to do things that require effort. So where Overcoming Pain comes in is it has strategies that actually really, really work for lazy people. You don't really have to do much. It targets the area of the brain that where pain happens, which is the limbic system, which is involved in sensory emotional processing.
Okay.
And so how it does that is in a number of ways, but for one of the main strategies on the app is a sensory stimulus called bilateral stimulation. So the user's in pain, they put on the app, and they'll hear bilateral tones. When you concentrate on bilateral tones, it activates the part of your brain that deals with sensory input. And that happens automatically. It's called sensory-driven attention. So if you hear a sound, your brain goes, what is that sound?
Yep.
You don't have to think about it. You don't have to meditate. You don't have to concentrate. Your brain just does that. And after a few seconds, once your brain realizes that sound is nothing dangerous, it goes into a relaxation response.
Right.
And that all happens very quickly without you really doing anything.
Oh, right.
Your
so you're
brain does
almost
it automatically.
Almost tricking yourself into sort of not feeling the pain. Is that right?
Yes, that's quite a good way to put it, actually. In actual fact, what we're doing is we're piggybacking on your fight-flight response.
Okay.
So when your brain detects something strange or novel, it goes, what is that? And it actually sparks up its activity levels a bit. And then once it's decided it's not a threat, it relaxes. So, yeah, we're tricking your brain. It's actually really smart because we're harnessing your fight-flight response.
Wow. And so I'm guessing you've done trials. How did people respond in the trials?
Good question. The bilateral stimulation is actually a treatment element of a psychotherapy called EMDR, which stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And in EMDR, they've found that following that treatment, there were increases in activity in the parts of the brain that downregulate emotional distress. That's the prefrontal cortex.
Okay.
Decreased activity in the parts of the brain that generates emotional distress, such as the amygdala, and increased communication between the sort of parts of your brain that deal with thoughts and feelings.
Right.
I'm currently doing some research on a sleep app that I made on Australian emergency workers looking at the effects of bilateral stimulation. And another app that I did for anxiety, a lady who was suffering from carpal tunnel syndrome and was on a ton of medication and about to have surgery, just using nothing else but that app, she came off all her medication. She didn't need surgery. And I actually wrote up a paper. It's the first published account of an app being used to overcome a medical condition like that.
Wow. Mark, you are quite the app developer. You've got a number of them out there.
Well, they're just natural because, it gives people...
I guess it's ease of access, isn't it? We've always got our phones with us. Like you say, we're lazy by nature. That's, the easier it is for us to access it, the more likely we are to use it. So when will Overcoming Pain be out?
Okay, it should be out by the 1st of August of this year, so in about a month or so. It's just in the developmental stage.
Yep.
And people can find more information on my website, which is www.overcomingpain.com, all one word.
Wonderful. And we'll link that in the show notes as well on the podcast so people can to find a bit more information about you. Mark, thank you so much for your time this morning, and I'm sure your developments have made a very big difference to a number of people's lives. So all the best with the launch of your app, Overcoming Pain.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.